for this group session, the focus was on our relationship with nutrition and nourishment. So this is not just our relationship with food. It is also our relationship with being able to receive nourishment. And nourishment in this case is nurturing. It is goodness. It is care. It's love. It's anything that is of a good feeding nature, something, the things that feed us and help us to be whole and to feel fulfilled. So very, very often there's a strong connection between our relationship with food and our relationship with the ability to receive nourishment and nurturing. And just when I started the session, what came up for me very much, very strongly, was that regardless of what your relationship is with food, whether you tend to battle to eat or to put on weight, whether you tend to overeat, no matter what the relationship is with food, if it's dysfunctional, it generally comes down to being undernourished. And in this case, I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally undernourished. It could be also just depleted in terms of just not being fed. And as a result of this undernourishment, people either, the body either holds onto the food to feed this sense of being undernourished, to try and fill that hole, or the body rejects the food because it cannot trust the nourishment. In many cases, this can come from having had perhaps dysfunctional caregiving relationships where nourishment or nurturing came with contradictions. Perhaps one was made to feel guilty for the love that they received or something like that. And then there can be a tendency to not be able to trust the nourishment, and the body then doesn't hold on to the food or the nourishment, the nutritional value within food, because it's not able to trust the consciousness of nurturing and nourishment. Okay, so the session itself, initially we focused very much on protection. This tendency to have a poor relationship with food because of wanting to protect oneself from not being hurt as a result of not having received nourishment or nurturing. And so we're working with the lymph nodes in the abdomen, which hold the consciousness of protection because of the immune function that they play. Linking that to the large intestine and the gallbladder and the relationship they have with the ability to digest life. So we take in life through the food we eat. We literally digest it, we process it, we take what's good for us, which feeds us, and we let go of that which doesn't. And then the consciousness of that is being able to digest life and accept it, being able to take the good from life and let go of the bad. And there's going to be that relationship between the two. And if we're overly protective of ourselves, we're not going to be able to take the goodness from life, we're not going to be able to take the nutrition from life, or we'll use it poorly. We work with a fear of being disappointed by others, a fear of being let down, not being able to fill that need, that emotional need, and that's where the protection comes in. And this links to the consciousness of the thymus around protection as well. So the thymus gland trains the T cells in the body to detect and destroy various pathogens, free radicals, etc. And if that training in the thymus is not very good, then the T cells might start to take out the wrong cells, literally. It could take out human cells as well, which can lead to autoimmune diseases and that sort of thing. And in this case, we're looking at this tendency for protection to be overly protective. So when we are wanting to protect ourselves, we may then not be able to trust anyone. And we don't allow ourselves to receive any goodness, receive any nourishment or nurturing. Or we just take it all in. So because we're wanting to fill that hole, take in all the nourishment and nurturing in terms of the food, but also just accept everything that everyone gives us without putting up boundaries there, and often then getting hurt as a result. So I had to then remove a little bundle of energy in the enteric gut, which is the enteric brain, which is the gut brain. This runs from the anus to the mouth, from the esophagus. There's neurological cells, just the same as in the brain and in the heart, that line the enteric gut. So it's a third brain besides the heart and the head brain, and it plays an incredibly important role in our lives. And in this case, we just have to remove a bundle of energy that's formed around various belief systems and active memories that have to do with the ability to receive nurturing nourishment. And for instance, one of the things you work with is the belief that food is a reward, or that perception of food as being a reward. Food being the goodness that we're seeking, when actually what we're seeking is an emotional kind of nourishment. So I had to just remove all of those, all that conditioning and those beliefs and the things that feed into that little bundle of energy, and just remove that from the enteric brain. And that was then all tapped out to help that to bring about balance. We then work with the fear of being criticized and the need to receive. So the need to feel whole by being fed by the outside. So in this case, it means we can't give ourselves the acknowledgement and the nourishment and nurturing we need. So we tend to look for it outside of ourselves. And therefore, there's this external feeding that we are depending upon. And this is often the case when, so generally, if we've had a functional relationship with caregivers while growing up, we tend to internalize a model of being able to nurture the self. But if there hasn't been that appropriate model, then we can't nurture ourselves so well, and still are looking outside of ourselves as a child would to a parent in order to feel nurtured and safe and good enough. So we're working with that relationship of still needing external feeding. And then work with the consciousness of individuation, which is the ability to start to individuate from the caregiver and be able to stand on one's own two feet, discern what your own needs are, what your own values are, etc., without living your life as through the parent. And at the same time, also being able to internalize your own inner nurturing and self-acceptance. So it's about living from the heart, being authentic, loving the self, and not depending on others and looking to others and living through others in order to need these things or find these things. And that is all happening through the heart brain, so just strengthening the heart brain around that. And then also working with guilt and the role it plays with all of this. So just releasing guilt and how guilt causes us to judge ourselves and to judge others. That was then all tapped out, and had to then bring in a little session on just balancing everyone's brain, the three brain centers. So we have the head brain, heart brain, and enteric brain, the gut brain. They all have the same neurological cells. And they, interestingly, all play fairly similar roles in terms of immune functioning. They all have an immune component. They all have lymph, circulation, obviously, and nerve supply. But they also have a fight-flight role, but each of these will be slightly different. For instance, the head brain is literally a direct threat, you know, an animal, a dangerous animal, a fire. The heart brain is fight-flight in terms of relationships, to protect oneself, and the gut brain is fight-flight in terms of allergens and bad foods that could be dangerous for both. So just fighting up, protecting against those. They also play different roles. The head brain is a computer. It analyzes, it runs programs, it runs the autonomic nervous system that helps us to survive. It runs programs against, if this happened in the past, that enabled me to survive, I'm going to run the same program again so that I can survive this time, even though that survival may not be a good thing. So what I mean by that is, last time when I withdrew from everyone and just kept to myself, I ended up not being hurt, therefore I survived, therefore I must do that again. It's safe. Whereas you can see it's not necessarily safe. The coping mechanism may not be serving you, but the brain computes by risk and benefits. So it's very much a computer. The heart brain is the brain that should be responsible for relating to people, to work, to the environment. So all relating should go through the heart brain. It's very intuitive. It's not analytical. But we unfortunately tend to relate often through the head. The gut brain is about decision making, gut instinct, being able to digest things and make decisions. So it should pass into the heart, through the brain, into the gut. And that's how we should respond. Unfortunately, we run 90% of the functions of what we do with the head brain. And 60% of those shouldn't be done with the head brain. They should be done with the gut brain and heart brain. So this session that I ran then is just to help balance everyone's head, heart, and gut brains in order to be able to reprioritize what they do, in order to be able to communicate between the three of them, so that there's not so much neglect of the heart and the gut brain. The gut brain, particularly for most people, is very underused. And obviously we're working with the ability to nourish and nurture the self, to take in nourishment, to digest life. So the gut brain is vital in all of this. And the relationship with food often comes right when we start to use our gut brains properly and start to use all three brains in conjunction with each other. And then bringing into all of this, just the belief, I am loved. And then I tap that all out so that that balance could be brought about. So there you go. I think this is going to be a very powerful session for many people. And let me know if you have any questions. Please pop me an email. I'll be more than happy to answer.